It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining us on the line now is Linda Uthle Ndlovu, who is our guest for the segment at 30 minutes after 2. Linda Uthle Ndlovu, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, very well. Thank you very much, Lindo. So, I've been looking forward to talk about winter care ever since I heard about winter care. And I was so disappointed when your guest didn't come through yesterday. So, you can imagine my excitement to finally talk to somebody from winter care. What is winter care, Lindo?
Okay, so winter care is a charity initiative.
All right.
So, basically, it's a charity organization that centers around providing warmth and love for the less privileged.
What does that mean, providing warmth and love? That sound abstract. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, but I don't know what practically that means.
Okay, so basically, what we did, let me just give you a bit of a background.
Okay.
So I think that will make you understand better what we mean when we say Winter Care Initiative, and it provides warmth and love to the less privileged.
All right.
So it was during 2021, winter time, my friends and I were just chilling and we're just talking and we're like, this winter is just so cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking we are in these spaces where we've got so much privileges, we've got so much blankets, onesies, warm pajamas, everything around us,
mm-hmm.
right? And we've got that from our loved ones and everything, we're surrounded by that.
Yeah.
And then we were like, imagine somebody who's outside who does not have the same love and the same warmth that they have, that we have in our houses. So we're like, okay, let's do something about that. And hence we started Winter Care Initiative because we surrounded it around winter because we want to provide warmth through our blankets, warm clothes, warm clothing. Yeah, basically that's how we started and that's how we provide warmth and love to those around us. Love coming in with providing different things other than blankets and tracksuits or anything like that.
I hear you. Can you share some of the memorable things that Winter Care has done to date?
Okay, so I'll just give you my favorite memory of Winter Care, right? It was our first ever event that we did.
Yeah.
That time, it was, let me take you back to 2021. It was during COVID, and that winter, COVID was literally at its highest peak, right? Some of us even had COVID.
Yeah.
So then we decided that we're not going to wait for funds. We're not going to wait for any other thing to happen. We didn't make up excuses. We're like, let us start something. We have realized that there's a need. There's this thing going on around our community. What can we do to help? So what we did was go around people that we know, from our church members to our community members to some businesses that are within our spaces, and we're like, would you like to donate something towards this cause and this initiative, right? And we collected so much who came through. But during COVID, there were so many restrictions. And one other thing that we did was choose a community that we had worked with in our community as a church. And that community was like, we don't want people that are going to take pictures and going to take, you know, those kind of things. And we're like, it's okay, though. You know, initiate when charity organizations need pictures to go and basically show what they've done. We're like, but we're not here to, our goal wasn't to particularly gain recognition much. It was more about providing for those that don't have. So what we did was send somebody, because it wasn't about us being seen. It was about, whom are we serving?
That's right.
Who are the people gaining from this? So that's my favorite memory, because we understood as young people that it's not about us. It's not about what we can do. It's about the people that we're providing for.
Absolutely.
So that's my favorite memory about
Winter Care. I like that memory too. I like the way you explain that. So who makes up your organization? Who is the faces, the people, the souls behind Winter Care?
Okay, so we are a team of 7 young people between the ages of 20 and 28. We basically are friends that have become family, really. And so these are our members and our co-founders. One is Leslie Bebe, the founder and director of Amahle Creatives. You might know him as from his company. We also have Menzi Muhle Ncube, former child president and world quarterfinalist debater and coach. Then we have Mthembu Ndlovu, who is the founder of the Christian Experience magazine. You might know him. It's a Christian-based magazine. And then we have Nigel Peary, which is the founder of Visionary Life Foundation and a special needs enthusiast. And then we have Takuta Peary, who is the founder and director of Kaylee Tech Solutions. We have Lindo Kuhlenzima, founder of Ameliorite Music SA, and myself, Lindo Kuhlendlovu, student and founder of Becoming UCO.
Goodness. Okay. All right. I suspect you cannot join that group if you're not a founder of something. Okay.
Well, we will motivate you to be a founder of something.
Goodness, so how do you fund the project that you're planning on? So these ideas that you have probably can be funded by other people, but it's the how part that I'm curious to know. How do you fund the projects that you do?
Okay, so we usually just use our own network.
Okay.
So those around us that are willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
But what we plan on this year is actually going to people that we don't know, companies we don't know.
Right,
so what we'll do is create a profile and have our thing registered as a charity organization in a few weeks. And then we are going to write our proposals, and then we're going to ask for funding from different companies and individuals.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And do you have people who are standing funders for yourselves? Or is it always somebody new who's going to be funding you guys?
Well, let me just... Okay, so it's... How do I answer this? It's not somebody new,
okay.
Usually. It's just those around us.
Yeah.
That's because the events that we've done are just a few.
Yeah.
So now we're just rebranding. That's why we are looking for people that are new.
I hear you. So what are some of the projects that you have planned for 2024?
Okay, so our main event, which is going to be around winter time, so look out for that, is going to be a blanket drive. Right, to all the less privileged communities and maybe orphanages as well.
Yeah.
And then we also have planned collaborations with other charities and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have small charity events here and there. We're still planning on what those small ones are going to be.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be doing throughout the year of 2024.
Yeah. So those people who'd like to give support to your projects, to Winter Care, how can people reach you in order to support Winter Care?
Okay, so we have our social media pages up. You can go and check us out on Instagram and on our Facebook.
Okay.
And then under the handle Winter Care Initiative,
You
can DM us on there or message us. But also on Facebook, you'll find our email and our phone number. You can contact us through any of those pages and we'll get back to you.
Is that Winter Care one word or two words on Facebook?
Winter Care is one word, Winter Care Initiative.
Oh, Winter Care Initiative.
Yes.
All that is one word.
Winter Care, one word. Initiative, the second word.
Oh, okay. All right. And that's the only way people can contact you? There is no number people can dial from the office, perhaps? Nothing else. It's just the social media platforms?
Well, you'll find other numbers on Facebook, but
okay.
You can also call this number, 067-070-7341.
Yeah. Okay. I think I've got it on Facebook, Winter Care Initiative. WCI, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Together we can. That's what I'm looking at, right?
Yes.
Ah.
You're on the right.
And the number that I'm seeing here is 0613952896. Is that a correct number?
Yes, that's one of our co-founders' number.
Okay. And wintercareinitiative@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Lindo. I really appreciate your time. And thank you very much for being young people that don't just talk about things, but make things happen. May God bless you and continue to guide you and help you to succeed in the things that you're doing. Thank you once again for your service.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's how we'll conclude our conversation with our shapeshifter, one person who takes things and changes them and they become better than what she found them. Lindo Kuhlendlovu from Winter Care talking to us about what they're doing, not what they're talking about, the things that they're doing. They've been doing this, and this is what I talk about. This is what I mean when we're saying, "Here I am, Lord, send me." I'm so proud of these young people. So honored to have spoken to her as well. All right, we're going to move on now. It's exactly what? Check your time. My time says it's 20 minutes before 3. That's how we're going to end our program for today. I'm going to give you some more music and go to the Slanga by Spirit of Praise featuring Dumim Gokstad. Let me get to the music.
It's not just music, it's your way of life, how you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.